We have a story now from the waning days of the Vietnam War. In the days before the fall of Saigon, which was 40 years ago this week, Vietnamese children were flown to the U.S. in what was known as Operation Baby Lift.
Some were the children of U.S. service members. Some were orphans. But some may have had parents who were still alive, and that made the program controversial.
2 days before the official baby lift launched, 57 children ended up on a World Airways DC-8 cargo plane. We have the story now of that first flight out. Patricia Murphy from member station KUOW in Seattle spoke to one of the flight attendants.
Jan Ouellette believes what they were doing that day was right.
You wanted to be able to help every child. You wanted them to have a good life. We felt we were taking them from a possible bad life to maybe a good life.
Ouellette and the crew were in Saigon at the airport bar. It was April 2nd, just weeks before the city would fall. They'd been told they couldn't carry passengers that day. The plans changed on short notice. The crew was told it was carrying children out of Vietnam. Ouellette lined the floor of the plane with blankets because it had no seats. During takeoff, every adult had their arms around the youngest children. Ouellette used cargo netting to secure the others in her charge.
The ones that were older would snuggle close to you, but they could hold on, and I'd put their little bodies underneath so that they would always be protected.
Because the World Airways flight wasn't sanctioned, it didn't have clearance to take off. As the plane taxied, Ouellette remembers the tower screaming at the pilots to return. The runway lights went dark, but Ouellette says the pilot pushed on.
He hit every light he had on the stretch 8, and we barreled down a dark runway and took off.
At first, many of the children were overwhelmed.
They were just darling, or they were very scared, and you'd hug them and hold them and tell them it was going to be okay.
Once airborne, Ouellette says they turned the plane into a giant playpen.
Especially when the sun came up and it was daylight and they could see out and see the ocean. And, you know, every once in a while you might see a ship and they'd get all excited. So they were kind of enjoying whatever they could, and we were loving them. And so it was pretty great.
After a brief stop in Yokota, Japan, the flight took off for Oakland International Airport. It was late when Ouellette and the crew tried to corral the children back under the cargo netting for the landing.
My name is Tan Jeff Gar.
Gar was 12 at the time. He remembers stepping off the plane into a sea of reporters and TV lights.
When I got out of the airplane, first thought was, my, it was cold. It was freezing cold. You know, going from 80, 90 degree in Vietnam to Oakland in April, it was very cold.
The next day, President Gerald Ford announced that the U.S. would officially begin to evacuate orphaned babies and children from Saigon. Tragically, the first official flight crashed shortly after takeoff, killing more than half of the 330 people on board, mostly Vietnamese children. Gar says he knows that some of the people involved in the baby lift flights were torn over whether evacuating the children was the right thing to do. But he's not. Gar's an engineer for Boeing today. He designs planes. He says as an orphan in Vietnam, he never would have had the opportunities he's had here in the U.S.
There are thousands of children out there who went through the same way and have the same appreciation for what was done for them. I really want them to know that they did a wonderful thing.
By the time the U.S. government ended the baby lift operation in May 1975, more than 3,000 children were evacuated. For NPR News, I'm Patricia Murphy in Seattle.